Hello, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's What Would Love Do? I am your host, Anna Bangulin. And that is the question, isn't it? What would love do? Sometimes we are in contrasting situations, and we often ask ourselves, what should I do? Or maybe what's the right thing to do? Or what's not right for me? Or what's not right for them? Or the situation. And in that moment, if we could just ask, what would love do? How would that shift the situation? The hint in there is allow you to shift, which allows others to shift. And sometimes that can be a very contrasty thing. I got a little message this morning, a little text message this morning saying, instead of saying, I can't, say, how can I? So sometimes when you don't feel like you're in that space of love, instead of saying, I can't be that love right now, ask yourself how you can be that love right now, how you can be in this energy of love and this experience of love and loving the space and the place that you are. If you've been following the shows, you know that some very contrasting things are going on in several of the hosts' lives right now, which is very interesting. I look at that and say, you know, what is the universe telling us? The universe is saying we are opening ourselves up to expansion and growth, and how we move in that expansion and growth is such a huge factor in how we're going to be in our lives, and I say the rest of our lives, but it's a step. It's always a step. It's always a process. So right now, how am I being? And I will say in the past couple of days, my beingness was discombobulated, was separated, was pulled apart, literally feeling like I was shredding, being shredded. And I've realized now that in that shredding, it was about me coming full circle and coming back into the experience of who I am and what exactly it is that I want on this planet and who I'm going to show up as on this planet. There's so many times when it's easier just to throw in the towel. It's easier just to let go. It's easier just to say, I've had enough and I'm done and I'm going to shut down. And when we really click into that, how does that make us feel? How does that make us feel? I'm doing a little housekeeping here as I'm talking, being able to send a little message out. So yeah, how does that make us feel? How does it make me feel? This is the only example I have. I'm from the only space and place that I know of. It's from within me. I can tap into other people's energy, and I can tap into what's going on with other people, and I cannot be the one to push their perspective and how they need to be on this planet. That is solely up to them. And one of the things that I've been struggling with is how such great contrast could come between me and my ex-partner. And I've realized that it is about perspective. We all view things in different ways, and we all take that information in, and we're going to chew on that information in ways that we can see it, ways that will make us feel better, ways that will help us move, whether it feels good or not. We allow ourselves to move in a direction that can expand and grow us, because again, it's back to the expansion and growth. I've been listening to a lot of different positive motivational people, Anthony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, Matt Kahn, just various folks who've lived life and moved through life and help people with life as we know it. And as I think that my situation and my contrast is huge, there's always somebody out there with a bigger situation and a bigger contrast than mine. And I realize that. And I have to look at what's around me and about me and those that are setting up for me and showing up for me. And realizing that I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed to even be in the position that I am and even have the ex-partner that I had, because she was strong enough to show me a mirror, strong enough to show me a way of being, strong enough to say to me, this isn't working for me, and I'm going to shift, I'm going to move. And instead of me looking at it as she abandoned me or she left me, it's she is allowing herself to grow and expand as a human. And this seems to have been, or seems to be, sort of a pattern that I've had in my life, I've noticed over a couple of years that, you know, as things shift and expand, business partners and relationships move, I realize that I've not really processed those things and I've just allowed them, which I talk about that, allow people to do and be. And then we also have to acknowledge the fact that it affects us in some form or fashion. And what does that affecting do to us? Does it push us down? Does it oppress us? Does it make us sad? Does it make us mad? Do we not express that? And I think one thing that I've never expressed my sadness and my anger for a lot of times when I've been left or a lot of times when things didn't work out and I've allowed those situations to just happen without any closure, if you will. So one of the things that I'm realizing that this situation has allowed for me is to look back at those and have closure, because as we know, time is not this thing that's one thing after another. It's all happening now and it's all relative. So when I make peace with those instances in my life that have been what I feel like betrayal or abandonment or misuse of time or any of those things that I put a judgment on, but I didn't acknowledge that, then now is the time to acknowledge it and say, bless it for what it is, because for all of those situations and all of those things that happen and happen to us, when we go back and we bless them, and you can even visually change them if you want. You can't change the course of something for someone else. And if you can change the experience and how you felt in the experience, and you can shift it into something that is loving and kind and tender, that shifts everything in your timeline. That shifts how you're being looked at. That shifts how you're being felt in the world. I know that it's just been a very interesting observation for me to watch as things happen for me. And I have to say that because for me is the big thing that we have to understand. There's nothing that happens to us. It always happens for us. And that for us, it can be very powerful, that stripping away. Right now, I feel like everything in my life is stripped away, which leaves a foundation of possibility, a foundation of something to build on, a foundation to move in the direction of. And what interesting part is I see things that are coming into my email inbox that are possibilities, and it's like, oh, well, how does that feel? How does that working with these people feel, or how does that information feel to me? So really paying attention and being very aware instead of being very, I kind of want to come back and say it's about allowing, but complacent maybe. I don't know if that's a good word or not, but it's just a place of really paying attention to what is coming into your present, what it is that you are experiencing, what it is that it is saying to you. And I think this is the one thing that my ex has been trying to tell me, you know, listen to what the universe is saying to you. Listen to how things are shifting. Listen to how you can become more powerful in your own right, in your own way. That doesn't mean overpowering people. That doesn't mean pushing people to do things that they don't want to do. It's about empowering yourself to be strong. You know, every morning I wake up, it's like, you got to put your boots on, pull your bootstraps up and move in that direction that feels good. So that's been a very interesting aha moment for me. We did an actual therapy session yesterday, and it was very interesting to feel in that session. I felt very raw. I felt very open. I felt like I really put myself out there. And that was my realization that once I did that and I was acknowledged for that, I was acknowledged for the attachment, not the neediness, which two different words, which I think are interesting because my partner or ex-partner kept saying, you're very needy. You feel very needy. And what our therapist was saying is you feel like you're attached. You want to be attached to this person and your family. And it's like, yes, I do. So that's been very interesting to understand and acknowledge the attachment. And I also realized that that attachment was not healthy for me. That attachment was something that I needed to move beyond. And it doesn't mean negating these beautiful people that I spent many beautiful years with. And it doesn't mean negating my children at all. I love my children. I would love to see them every day. Just at this time, I cannot. Or I choose not. I should say that. Only because I have to better me. I have to shift me. Now, I'll see them. I'll see them, I'm sure, in the next couple of days. And we Skype and we FaceTime and we talk to each other. So that's good. And how am I saying yes to me? How am I saying yes to possibility? How am I saying yes? And that's many times that when we get into a state of, I want to call it despair. That's the word that I used yesterday. I used the word despair, sadness, loneliness, despair. And just a general feeling of everything just being totally ripped away from you. And it comes, that feeling comes and goes. And this is a process that, again, if you've listened to the shows, we talked about how this is very much like a passing, like a death. So it's working through the experience of the heaviness of the loss or the perceived loss, you should say, because this is created by me. This is a co-creative experience, and my energy is in this. So I have to look at it and say, what have I been thinking? What have I been, how have I been being in the world? And the truth is, for the past year, I've not been being in the world. I really shut myself down. And it's like, and now it's like working on getting my whole being jump-started into something new and something more, because I know I'm capable of this. I know I have possibility. I know that I can bring something to this planet. I know that I can bring something to people in this world, not only, you know, helping myself, but helping others as well. And this has always been my mantra. I want to be of service to people. And I felt like I had this nucleus of a family, and this is what I was serving. I was serving this family for the highest and greatest good. But when you realize and you look back at the situation, realizing that I was feeling like I was serving this family in my own way. And yet, did I connect with this family? Did I experience with this family? I did somewhat, but not really. Because it, from that point, possibly a year ago, things started going awry and we started moving away from each other. And the more away from each other we moved, the more away from each other we pushed each other. And not deliberately, I believe it was just feeling like this doesn't feel good, got to step away. This doesn't feel good, got to step away. Doesn't feel good, got to step away. Well, instead of having that go on in your life, if that's something that's going on in your life, you can do two things. You can acknowledge that and you can say it doesn't feel good. And you can ask the other person to let's put this aside and let's step into something new. You're not negating the issues that are going on, and certainly get help if you need to get help. Hire a coach or a therapist or anything like that. But always realize that these are your choices, or you can choose to take yourself out of the equation and move yourself, which is what my partner did. Totally moved herself out of our home and said, I just need some time out. Now, right now, that looks like a divorce, in my opinion, and that could possibly be it. I'm feeling like the energy that was there, I don't want to live in that energy. I've decided, I look back and it's like, no, you're absolutely right. I don't want to be in that energy. I don't want to, when you really get into it, because how many of us are actually living an inspired, happy life? How many of us are living the trueness of who we are? And I think that's a big deal when we really look at the trueness of who we are. Is the other person uplifting us? Is the other person inspiring us? Is the other person, now I'm talking about intimate relationships now. We do have friendships and we have things like that, and those people do inspire and they uplift. And somehow with an intimate relationship, I feel like we are wanting something a little more substantial in the back me up department. So I really had to look at that and saying, over the course of time, was I being backed up in the things that I wanted to do and that I needed to do in my life? And I come down to it, and there are situations where, no, I absolutely was not. I was not given that foundation, if you will, or even the acknowledgement that I did something that was worth acknowledging. And I think that was, those aha moments for me are kind of a big deal. And I'm looking at it, it's like, what? So the question is, what do you want? What's the next step? What is something that you want to experience, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in your business, whether it's in a friendship? You know, what kind of business do you want to create? What kind of relationships do you want to create? What kind of friendships do you want to have? And how are you perceiving them? And how are you being in those relationships? And I think that's a big deal for us, because a lot of us take it for granted. Or maybe taking for granted is not a true word. Maybe it's just we're existing with other people. We're coexisting with other people. Maybe it's a situation that doesn't feel good, but we're scared to move on. Maybe it's a situation that an unhealthy friendship, and this friendship is tugging on us, and we don't want to say it's too much for us. Are we being transparent? Are we being real, quote unquote? Are we being real with who we are? And I think that's the big thing here. I love Raven in chat, and certainly call in, Marguerite, if you want to chit chat. I would love to have a conversation with you on air. we chatted a little bit yesterday, which I think was fantastic, and I love your insights and how you bring in, especially the validation of my mom. I really appreciate you validating that my mother's energy is here with me, and today I feel like I have such a clearer perspective and a clearer mind. I'm not in the mindset of, I want to say groveling. It's not that bad, but it feels like that. Just really wanting to know where I stood and really wanting to know and pushing how to, you know, want, and as my ex-partner says, we are still a family. We're just, it's different. It's different. We, you know, we have two, the children have two homes. So we're still a family. We still have a connection. We're still, that's true. And there are other situations and other, you know, she's getting on with her life and it's like, well, I've got to get on with mine. It's time to move forward and not linger in this and not grovel in this. And I will honestly say it's not an easy task. It's not an easy thing for me. I was quite attached to my family. I'm still quite attached to my family. And at the same time, I also realized that it will never be the same. And coming to that reality and not fighting that, not resisting that, because the resistance is not looking through the eyes of source. The resistance is not looking through the eyes of love. The resistance is not asking, what would love do? It's quite the opposite. So as much as love wants to love and be love, you know, love can be loved by just observing. Love can be loved just by holding space. Love can be loved just by saying, I'm here. If you need me, get in touch. You know, those are the things that I have to put out there. There's really no other, there's nothing else I feel like I can do to remedy this situation. It will work itself out. And I have to know that my children are on this journey. They chose us as their parents, and it's for all of our highest and greatest good. So as I continue, if I continue on in this path, or if I continue the way I was on this path, then it would not be a healthy state of mind and a healthy way of being. And I so certainly am wanting that healthiness and that abundance and that love and that manifestations and all of those things that we talk about. And the only way that I'm going to get there is to shift my energy and be from this observational place of love. With life and with family, and then take one foot after the other and say, I'm taking inspired action. Marguerite has posted, your mother has such a loving, heavenly soul and spirit. She does. It's interesting when I connected with her after I raised my vibration after she passed, and I connected with her energy and feeling her powerfulness, I want to say her bigness, the omnipotence, okay, is that the word? The bigness of who she is, and distinguishing the elements that are my mother within that energy that is truly who she is so amazing. And when you tap into this energy, this love from the other side, this love from source. And this is something that happened yesterday that I think is quite fascinating. As I was kind of going through a moment early in the morning, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and just a little anxiety moment, take a breath. And this happened yesterday. And I was talking to Source. I was talking to my mom. I was talking to Trey. I was talking to all these people who I know who are on the other side, and just asking for, I was asking for miracles. I want miracles. And I hear them saying, you know, you are loved. You are being held. We love you. This is for your highest and greatest good. You will know that. You will understand that. You're on your way. And as I received those messages, I received a feeling of absolute love going directly into my heart, in my heart chakra area. And I thought to myself, this is, I could have stayed in that for a long, long time. It stayed for a while. And I just breathed that in. I breathed that warmth and that light and everything that I was being given at that time. Just feeling like that was, that connection was so powerful right then, that the experience was so uplifting right then, and knowing that this is Source in its truest form, surrounding me, surrounding my heart, surrounding that which was sad and lonely and in despair, and removing those things, helping me lift it and bring it up into a space of love and peace. And I think that is so, to me, that is so wonderful. You know, I wrestled a little bit with some of my emotional decisions that I had made yesterday. And so I taught a little bit, tossed and turned last night. And then this morning I get up and my sister had called and I was talking to her and she said, wow, you sound so much better. You sound incredible. And I said, thank you so much. I feel so much better. I said, I feel like today I can actually wear the label of peace and go out and do my work and do my business. And, I don't have a ton of stuff today, at the same time, do it from a place of love and a place of peace so that I can be me. I can truly step into me, that person that is courageous and powerful and serving and giving and receiving and all of those things that I want to be, all of those things that I see me as being. So having the experience of Source really pouring love into me is huge, is absolutely huge. And I would hope that those of you that are listening, when what I'm getting is sit still if you can without any assistance, and just allow yourself to connect to Source. And if you want to, imagine a sphere of golden energy above your head, and this golden energy, and with sparks of white, as I just see, like this gold sphere with sparks of white, will come down through the core of your body, through all of your chakras, and you come out and just really fill your whole body with this energy and this light, and just feel that, just be in that for a while. That is spirit doing its work. That is Source at its best. That is the love that you're receiving from all that you are, all that we are together, all that this universe has to bring, and can pour it into you when you allow it. The huge part. You know, love will pour itself into you. Love will pour itself into you in a way that just feels like a big blanket is covering you and adoring you. And you can choose to allow the outside world to get into that if you want to. And if you can bring yourself back, constantly bring yourself back to that space of love, and bring yourself back to that space of joy, and bring yourself back to that space of knowing, then all is well. And that's what we get sometimes. It's like we have to say, all is well. because it truly is. Because whatever is happening in our life is for us, is moving us, is changing us. It could be something as tiny as, yes, I kept saying I wanted to clean the house and I needed space for myself. Well, I got it. I got it. I got it big time. What's next? So the question is, what's next for Anna? What's next for me? How do I take this and how do I use this opportunity, be better for me, which also will pour out into my family? Be the example. I keep talking about that. And yet, am I being the example? Then I look back and say, no, I was not. I was not being the example. I allowed myself to get bogged down in things. I allowed myself to look at what didn't feel good. I allowed myself to run stories that may or may not be true. I allowed myself to just go off on a tangent that didn't feel good at all. I allowed myself thinking that I don't think about and, acknowledge that. Say it's okay. I was abundantly angry. I was abundantly scared. I was abundantly in fear. What's the constant word there? Abundance. So I know, you can laugh at that. I have abundance in my life. Let's just turn that into abundance of love, abundance of joy, peace, abundance of wealth, abundance of activity, abundance of friends, abundance of family. Abundance, spaciousness for yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself like nobody else. Because when the person that you are meant to be with or the person that you're with sees that you're doing that, that's going to be the connection. Absolutely the connection. Oh, Marguerite's getting ready to get a birthday drink. Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Congratulations. Yes, go for it. It's gifts. Gifts. I love that. It's acknowledging the things that you're receiving. It's when my ex-partner was saying that. Acknowledge what you have already. Acknowledge what you are receiving. Acknowledge what you are getting. I look at her time with me and I think these are breadcrumbs. And I need to acknowledge the breadcrumbs. I need to acknowledge the fact that, she is texting me back and she is calling me back. That I am able to FaceTime my children, all of these things that I'm able to do, just go on a rampage of appreciation and know that this is the experience and the experience is for me because I created it. And one of the things that working with some friends, one of my challenge numbers, I guess, in one of my challenges is working on independence, which I think is really interesting. It's like, okay, so how do you become independent? And I rely on a lot of people. It used to not be that, and now it's come down to that, where I've had to rely on a lot of people for a lot of things. And so, and not that these people are frustrated by any means. Well, my ex-partner can be frustrated, but for the most part, my family and my friends, they're not frustrated. They actually had a dear friend say to me the other day, you've given so much, allow us to give back to you. And you receive it. You receive it in beautiful and wonderful ways. So there's so many things that we can take for granted, and there's so many things there's so many things that we can overlook. And what I'm asking you to do is look at the small things, look at the little things, look at the things that are every day. Marguerite is with her son, and it's like just that simple beingness is so beautiful. It's such a gift. Things that we don't normally think of as a possible gift for us every day, we just take it for granted. My cousin Elisa, who came over last night after her day of work and sat with me for a while, and we hung out and chatted and had a beer, and it was just wonderful to connect with her. And she's been such a blessing through this whole experience for me. She really has listened to me. She really has communicated with me in a very kind and loving way. And every once in a while, some real, not that she's not real, but sometimes she'll say something that could push the envelope, and she'll say, I'm saying this because you need to hear it. And I love that about her. And I love the fact that there is transparency, and I found transparency in people who I've had conversation with. And it's been just a lovely experience to know that these people, and some people I haven't known very long, send energetic love, who hold space and say, you know, this is the next step. It's time to move on. It's time to love yourself and experience what it's like to that next step. So again, back to why I do what I do, why I do these radio shows, why I experience what I experience, why I am in a space of love when sometimes it doesn't always feel like I should be. And that's an interesting way of putting it, because you can't be in not love and love at the same time. It doesn't work. You can be in love, you can be in a space of love, and you can look back and say, this is my situation. How can I be in such a state of love, in such a state of bliss? And sometimes, or I feel like, if you can move yourself in that state and hold it, it's a wonderful place to be. It's not denying the situation. It's not denying what's going on, but it's allowing yourself to look at it through the eyes of Source and say, you know, why do we have contrast? We have contrast to move us in a different direction. We have ways of being that we can experience so that we become more, we become different, we become changed. We have people who are pushing us to be something more than we've ever been. I had something come across today, and I thought, this looked really interesting, but do I have the wherewithal and the knowledge to do this job? And it's right up the alley of what it is that I want to do. Actually, the person who is looking for someone to oversee her marketing, basically. And I thought, but the person is someone, this is, I want to be this person, you know, I want to be this person. So I'm looking at it, it's like, well, what a great opportunity for me to apply for the job and see, because it could be a virtual job, and then allow myself to work with this group and learn something different and learn something new. I don't know. The funny part is I gathered my resume together and I put it out to several different companies. And so that's the difference. It's being proactive. It may be ideally not the best thing that I want to do right now. And then part of me says, well, it's keeping yourself busy. It's keeping yourself moving forward. And what if I did something totally, completely different for a 6 months or a year or something like that? So it's coming out of my comfort zone and addressing that space of fear, space of moving forward, space of change. And even though that's exactly who I am, if you're listening to the shows about numerology, we talk about life paths. And so I'm a 5, which is freedom through change. So my freedom comes through change. And yet, what have I suppressed in the past how many years of not changing? I've changed some things, and I've changed them in maybe not so good ways, and I've changed them in some good ways. So I look at it, but that's what this is about. This life is about experience and flow or not flow. It's about working through things and changing who we are and growing and expanding and turning left and turning right and moving forward and backwards, as my son says, 2 steps forward, 1 step back. It's a dance. It's a dance. It's how we dance. It's how we play. It's how we move on this planet. And when we do that, it is incredible. When we decide to step into our power and choose, make decisions for yourself, make decisions that are going to empower you. Make decisions from that place of love that inspire you to be more. Make decisions to be incredible. Make the decision to be powerful. You know, I can talk about this, but I don't know the experience, whatever that experience is. It could very well just be a day-to-day pick-me-up. You know, I'm doing my job. I don't not like my job. I like my job. I just, you know, I'm going through the motions of doing this job. You know, if you've got a situation where maybe you don't enjoy your job, how can you shift that instead of saying, why can't I enjoy it, to how can I enjoy it? How can I experience this in a different way that changes my perspective of it? Because I think that's powerful when we do that. How many of us, you know, my thing is I haven't had a job in 30 years. So what is the fear behind getting a job? You know, working at a desk, working, and, you know, in the jobs that I've applied for, I won't be at a desk. I'll be hopefully moving around, traveling from location to location. You know, it's all these different aspects. Like what pulls me to look at something and say, I like that or I don't like that? How many of us are pulled into saying I like that or don't like that, or they don't? And that's one thing that I believe I've done many times over, is I've not said, yes, I like it, or no, I don't. It's like, what do you think? And giving away that power to someone else. And I just flow along with it, because that's my nature of flowing. And now I get to say, I like that. Yes, I want to do that. Yes, I want to go there. Yes, I want to experience that. Or no, I don't want to. No, I choose not. That's the difference. Start standing up for ourselves. You know, when you keep looking at the same thing over and over and over again, and you're feeling not so great about it, if you're having a conversation and you're miserable in that conversation, and guess what? It's just going to perpetuate. It's just going to continue. It's just going to keep going. And you're just going to put power and energy into that that doesn't feel good. I've done a lot of observing in the last several months. I've done a lot of opening my mouth and putting my foot in it as well. And I see that. I see where I have just perpetuated something that did not feel good. And I am learning from that experience. And it might feel good to me because I'm expressing myself, but at the same time, it doesn't feel good to the other person, because all the other person feels is, you know, you're just pulling on me. And I get that. I understand that now. So very much take a look at what's going on in your world. You know, if you're not happy, if you're just kind of going through the motions, how can you look at your world and say, I love this? How can you look at the world and say, this is for me? How can you shift how you look at your significant other? How can you shift how you look at your children or your mother and your father? How can you shift, because they are source energy, having these human experiences as well, as we all are. And when we realize that and we understand that and we know that, that's the power. That's the power of ourselves, because we're giving ourselves the power to look at something through the eyes of love, through the eyes of source. And that's a beautiful way of being, because you love so much that you see that person glowing. You see things showing up for you. You see experiences. You feel joy in what you're doing and how you're moving through life. And you love. That's the beauty of change. That's the beauty of contrast. That's the beauty of all the stuff that goes on in our lives. You know, one thing that I realized I had to do is stop trying to shift her perspective and seeing my perspective, because it's not going to work. Because someone else's perspective is someone else's perspective. And I've learned that. They're going to see what they want to see, and they're going to continue to build on that story because it's their story, and it's okay. It may, as Liz would say, it may vilify you. It may create havoc in that you're just really the bad guy. And you know what? That's okay. You're not going to please 100% of the people 100% of the time. I understand that. You know, I also understand that I have been acknowledged and I am loved. And I've got to take that and experience that and say, that is for me. That is where I want to go. That's how I want to be in the world. I want to look through the eyes of love. I want to say, what would love do in this situation?
How would love be in this situation? So we can use the idea of love. And then it's also the idea of taking inspired action, you know, on top of shifting how we feel. And sometimes that inspired, again, back to, you know, you were not, you know, for me, I haven't been motivated. I haven't pushed myself. I've pushed myself as much as I can in this whole situation. And I know I'm capable of 100 times of the amount of action that I've been putting out into the world. So it is taking those small steps. And I've been very blessed to be able to have the space to take those small steps. And as I move in the direction that I want to go, in the direction that I want to feel, it gets inspiring. There are things that I want to do and things that I want to create. And how do I want to be on the planet? Again, what would love do? What would love do for me? That's a big one. What would love do for me? How does love see me? Because love will see you shiny. Love will see you happy. Love will hug you. Love will squeeze you. Love will call you George. So it's just really experiencing you, experiencing that love. I was with a friend last night who was saying, you know, she had some really contrasting stuff happen to her in her marriage. And she said after she recovered, she did these exercises of looking at herself in the mirror and telling herself that she loved herself and that she was amazing. And she said it to, you know, she still does it. And she was telling me, you need to do this. And I said, I do. I look at myself in the mirror and I tell myself that I'm amazing, that I love myself, and that I'm powerful and that I have solution. And it's one foot in front of the other. It's taking one step and one step and one step and one step and allowing what comes our way, allowing opportunity and stepping into that opportunity of knowing, being, doing, and having. Anyway, what would love do? It's my question. You know, I'm sharing this is my perspective. You don't have to take this perspective. You can have your own perspective. This is the beauty of how we talk and what we're saying. So we have the ability to be, do, and have whatever it is that we want. We just limit ourselves. As humans, we have the ability to limit and put a cap on what's possible. You know, I've been looking at my life saying I've been doing the same thing for the past 30 years, but I haven't been doing the exact same thing. I've been doing little things on the side, nudging, changing. So how does that change me? You've got to experience that. You've got to be in that flow for it to show up. And that's the direction I'm moving towards. I know. And I would hope that you would move towards that too. And sometimes it doesn't feel all that great. And just know that that's the contrast, moving you in a different direction, moving you to stand up for yourself, moving you to be something more, moving you to do more, moving you towards love. I want to thank you so much for listening to my ranting about love and the experience. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up now. I feel like those are my words. That's what's coming through, and that's what I've experienced and am experiencing and moving in the direction of. And have a blessed morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. I want to thank you so much for listening to Universal Energy Radio. Please like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio. We're trying to be on mostly all days, but like I said, some contrast has happened. So we've got our Wednesday show with my beautiful alchemy teacher, and she's got some stuff going on as well. So my hope is we all shift and grow and expand, and we get to share that with you. I think this is the platform for really sharing these really life choices and experiences, and hopefully it will help you shift as well. We'll talk to you soon. Remember, life is your journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. Talk to you soon. Bye.